The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing I want to remind you about is something that was not on this show today or yesterday, something on another show on News Talk Breakfast. It was Paul Gogarty, the independent TD, who is bringing a motion to the Dáil that would allow Gardaí to confiscate things like smartphones or gaming devices from repeat antisocial behaviour offenders. Here he is chatting to Shane and Kira about suggestions of curfews and fining parents and what have you.
People do feel a sense of powerlessness when they're dealing with people under 18 who are causing trouble. And what's happened is in my constituency, we've had playgrounds set on fire, people doing circles in scooters around pregnant women in buggies, threatening to have someone hung up on the cross like Jesus if they didn't open a sports locker to let people get footballs. Primary school age kids robbing bikes in the school, throwing stones at teachers, and there's no Garda car because it's stuck up in the courts. We've so many instances, and if people happen to be newcomers to Ireland, then you get the racism thrown in as well. So I'm sick and tired of it. People do feel a sense of powerlessness. I actually got a WhatsApp from a Garda a while back saying that they felt totally powerless and hopeless as well. So as well as dealing with the causes of crime and antisocial behaviour, there needs to be a short, sharp shock, some form of immediate consequences. Some may work, some may not. For example, it takes a very long time to get an ASBO. Fines for parents who don't engage makes a lot of sense, as well as, for example, the seizure of, as what you mentioned, PlayStations, Xboxes for a period. And that deters someone, makes them think again, because usually before you even get a warning from a Garda, you could be involved in 10 or 11 incidences.
So that was Paul Gogarty, the independent TD, this morning on News Talk Breakfast. And listen, he raises some really important issues. I do have to take issue with one thing he said, though. I mean, when a young lad says, I hear if you don't open that shed, I'll crucify you. I think Paul is slightly stretching it when he suggests that somebody was threatened to be hung up onto a wooden cross with nails like Jesus. You know, it's a turn of phrase, slightly, no. But anyway, listen, besides that minor point, he does raise issues that I know will resonate with people. And Declan Keenan is with me. He's a youth worker with justask.ie. Declan, what do you make of this suggestion that, you know, alongside the ASBO system that we have in this country, that Gardaí would be able to confiscate stuff off these young people?
Sure. And when I heard it this morning, I actually thought it was a bit of a joke until I heard him coming on and speak about it. And I was just thinking, like, if Henry was out doing a vox pop and someone out of frustration gave an answer like that, it would be acceptable. But like, to think that a member of the Dáil would spend, you know, one of his two times, you know, seriously putting that forward for the country, I can't imagine a guard going on somebody's door and telling them he wants their PlayStation. And like, what if that PlayStation belongs to three or four children in the house, you know, or please give me your telephone, you know, because that's what we're going to take off you. They'd have a phone in 5 minutes anyway.
What about the idea they could take things on their person? They could take maybe their e-scooter or their scrambler or the phone that's in their pocket at the time.
Sure. Well, look, the one thing I really think that we need to think about here is this, right? The Constitution, so the members of the Dáil are in there trying to uphold our Constitution. There's an amendment in the Constitution that says this. It says that this amendment will come into law 2015. It enshrines the principle that the state shall cherish all children equally, recognising their natural and imprescriptible rights and prioritising their welfare as the first and paramount consideration on all matters. We are not doing that for all children in our state. That's number one. Then we have to look at what COVID did. I mean, we all know it. It's hard to kind of put your finger on exactly what it was, but something changed in the psyche, and we see it on the streets. I mean, I never, in the community I work in, before COVID, a young person would not have openly dealt drugs in front of me. They'd have seen me coming, I'd heard my name, and people would have been, you know, putting their heads down and kind of shuffling. Then after COVID, something just dramatically changed where they'd say, all right, they go, and they'd be handing somebody something right in front of you. So there was a huge change in our society there, and it's never been addressed. I mean, we just kind of went, okay, that's over. Let's get on with it.
I guess, like with any of these issues, that there's two things you're trying to tackle, is it? That there's the causes of it, the underlying causes, which, you know, is I think anybody with a bit of sense would accept is the more fundamental thing you've got to tackle, the bigger problem to solve. But at the same time, while you're doing that, you have to tackle the symptoms as well of the crime.
Absolutely.
And you've got to have some element of punishment. And do you agree at all with the premise of Paul Gogarty's argument, if you don't agree with his conclusion, that there's a sense of powerlessness maybe that Gardaí or people in the community feel when there's youngsters, you know, terrorising the place and tearing around on scooters or setting fire to playgrounds?
Sure. And I mean, listen, when I was young, growing up in Finglas back in the 70s, that was happening as well. I mean, there was lots of things happening. But if we bring it back to like our constitutional aspiration, if we consider all children as our big family, if you have four children in your family and one of them is going off the wall, you know, yes, you'll punish them, but with a reason, with a hope, with a purpose. You want to teach them something. You want to bring them somewhere. I don't hear that in this. I don't hear the reason, you know. It's just like, let's punish them. So we constantly other people, you know, like, so like these children came from Mars or something. They didn't. They're our children. And yes, they've fallen into some terrible habits. They haven't learned how to regulate themselves. You know, youth services, youth work, I mean, we're really swamped trying to deal with the amount of children that's in the state anyway, the amount of children that's in the country. There just isn't enough to kind of reach them all and help them all. Young people are going through huge challenges today that we didn't face. Mobile phones alone, you know.
Yeah.
You get parents handing a mobile phone to a child who's seven. They're not able to handle a conversation with their friend over, you know, a piece of Play-Doh, never mind the complex nature of a mobile phone and interacting with something that's not somebody in front of you.
Yeah, Christy Galligan's with us as well, Declan, the former Garda sergeant. Christy, how would you assess how well the system we have in terms of, you know, criminal justice or the ASBOs, how well that works or not?
There are a myriad of reasons why young people get into bother. And I've worked in the communities all my life, both in large towns, cities, and in rural areas. And one of the most, the best way to prevent or try to prevent young people from getting involved is getting them involved in community social aspects of, like, sport is one of the big things. We have community halls where young people are involved in sport, or we had outings to places like Glenveagh, or, you know, all of those are social aspects which prevents young people from getting into it. And the worst thing is, for young people, is boredom. The digital world now has taken over from what we used to take for granted. We'd come home in the evening, do our mathematics and our history and everything else in school, for school, and we'd run outside and we'd meet up with our friends and play a game of football for the evening. That doesn't really happen anymore. People are on the digital, and it's taken over every aspect of their lives. But, you know, the measure of a good of a safe community is how we look after each other, especially our more vulnerable, and that's the young people themselves. And we need to look at early interventions, prevention, the family support groups, community support groups, all of those. They're very important if we're going to curtail the activities of, and we're talking about only minor numbers of young people involved, not every young people. We can't tar everybody with the same brush, and it'd be unfair to tar everybody. And I've dealt with the criminal justice system for a good part of my life, and I've seen where people have turned their lives around. Given the chance, they can turn their lives around. But we need to invest in young people if we want to change our lives. I don't think there's enough investment in those social and community type projects to help people to give them away.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. He was on News Talk Breakfast. But I mean, to give Paul Gogarty maybe some benefit of the doubt, perhaps he suggests or he agrees with everything you're saying. You know, we need to do all of those things. And what he's suggesting, though, in tandem, is that we need a bit more stick, though, when it comes to the punishment side of things.
You can have a carrot and stick approach. There is a carrot and stick approach. But at the same time, you know, we see it in the children's court there in Dublin. Young people are out on bail, or there are several warrants in existence. But what future is it for them? Where is the future for those young people who are involved in crime general? And they're growing up in that kind of crime family. You know, what future is for them, and what investment can we put into them to make them change or turn their way away from crime and those general areas. I mean, confiscating a phone isn't going to change a young person's life. They'll go away and buy a burner phone.
Yeah.
You know, you take an Xbox off them, they'll find an Xbox somewhere else. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's not punishment. It's not about punishment. It's about rehabilitation. It's about how you rehabilitate young people and get them back to working functioning.
I suspect as well, I mean, we should be clear here, we're not talking about criminal behaviour necessarily. We're talking about antisocial behaviour, which is shy of criminal behaviour. Like, some phones cost north of a grand. I mean, I know some people, there's lots of people texting in who think, you know, anybody who's so much as jaywalks should be locked up, but that's the nature of text lines. That's what happens. Yeah. But I mean, taking property off somebody that's worth well over €1,000 for behavior that doesn't even qualify as criminal behavior would be, it's a pretty big stick actually, isn't it?
Some would be seen as excessive, you know, and I don't know that the courts would look upon it favourably either. That would be kind of excessive, and we're using powers that we don't need to use in such a manner. I don't think that would be a wise thing to do. I think we need to engage with young people and make them see the error of their ways, try to get them into, as I say, social programmes that prevents them from doing it and diverts them away from that behaviour.
Christy Galligan is a former Garda sergeant, and Declan Keenan's a youth worker with justask.ie. Christy and Declan, thanks a million. 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch. Spare us the do-gooder stuff, says one person. Short, sharp shock is what will get these kids back on the rails. Number one priority has to be to protect the innocent and the vulnerable. Somebody else says, yes, the softly-softly approach is not working. Another says, that's what's wrong. It's never their own fault. How will they ever learn? The only thing, though, says this person, that should be taken off people are knives or obvious weapons. When you empower police to take, in quotes, things, that is too vague. You have no idea what you are playing with. The one thing that should not be taken is the PlayStation, says somebody else. I want these little lads up in their bedrooms playing on the PlayStation instead of going around on scooters or their souped up Ford Fiestas. And one hardline text, but it is one of many. People still don't get it. Jail them. Judges have to stop oiling the revolving door. Stop giving them bail. Short, sharp shock early in life. That is what is need it. Like I say, lots of people have that view. It's worth reiterating the point, though. Antisocial behaviour is not criminal behaviour. So this has nothing got to do with judges or jail or bail or the revolving door of the prison system. These are people who are not in that system. Anyway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.